Amen.
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
冬天到了，我们看到很多树叶掉在地上。
Winter is here, so we see a lot of leaves have fallen to the ground.
这个它腐烂的变成明年春天的一个养分。
And they would decay and become a nutrition for the trees in the next spring.
我们中国话说这是化作春泥更复花，它能够变成一个春天的泥土来保护新的花朵。
And there's a Chinese saying that they will become the fertilizers for the flowers in the spring.
外邦人看到这样的现象说这是生命的一种轮回。
Gentiles, they would say that this is a circulation of life.
Recognition
of life.
但是我们圣经看起来没有轮回的观念，我们觉得这是一种生命的结束跟生命的延续。
But from the perspective of Bible, there is no recognition, and so it is the end of life.
And the continuation of life. 那我们看到一粒果子成熟之后，它的种子呢可能被飘到很远的地方。
And as we see a fruit, it becomes a full, and the seed will then be spread to other area.
那它在一个新的地方能够生就是落地发芽，有一个新的生命，新的生活。
And as the seed lands in a new land, and will grow and become a new tree.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的一生神好像把他这个信仰的种子带到一个新的地方。
The life of Abraham, is like God bring him out into a new place.
他在应许之地结束他肉体的生命。
In this promised land, he finished his life, his physical.
但是他的生命价值，他的信仰观念，这样子后来成为一个大国。
But his value of life eventually allow him to become a great nation.
那最后出现了主耶稣基督，成为他的后裔，带给我们永远生命的一个延续。
And Lord Jesus became his descendant and allow us to believe in him.
所以我们今天晚上来看从亚伯拉罕的故事，来从生命的结束跟生命的延续来看亚伯拉罕的的故事。
Therefore, we would like to use the story of Abraham to remind us the end of life and the continuation.
我们从创世纪二十五章，请把红线夹在创世纪二十五章，我们来看亚伯拉罕生命的结束。
Let's bookmark chapter 25 of Genesis.
二十五章第七节。
Genesis chapter 25 verse 7.
二十五章第七节，亚伯拉罕一生的年日是175岁，亚伯拉罕瘦高年迈，气绝而死。归到他列祖那里，这边提到说亚伯拉罕活到175岁。
In here it described that Abraham lived until 175 years.
如果我们活到将近90岁可能是我们的两倍。
And if we live to 90, he lived twice as much.
那这个岁数呢，在当时代身上讲已经是瘦高年迈。
And in that time period, when he lived that many years,
第八节哈。
He actually lived a really old age.
那不晓得他这个时候有没有生病哈。
We don't know whether he had any illness.
那但是他瘦高年迈最后是气绝而死。
And he was an old man in 4 years, and he was. Gathered to he died at a good old age.
约伯记我们讲，其实人活着就是一口气。
And Job described that man live with a breath.
这个实在是这样子。我们今天如果没有继续这一口气我们也是气绝而死。
Indeed, without this breath, we will also die.
我跟小朋友讲一个故事有一次我养一只parakeet, 八哥。
I always tell a story to little kids that I have a turkey.
那有一次他就生病了，他就没有站在棍子上面了，站在这个笼子的下面。
Because one day he was sick, so he was not standing on the stick. He was standing down below the cage.
那时候我们家种田七啊，我想说来救救看，所以我就把田七的那个种子田七的东西，我就切切，想要来喂他一下，看看有没有办法复活，看我有没有办法延续生命。田七就是一种 Chinese vegetable, yeah.
So I use a Chinese vegetable to try to see if I can feed him and to let him become better.
所以我就放在我的手上就开始喂他田七啊。
So I put this Chinese vegetable into his mouth.
我在想，可能我切得太大力了。
As I was thinking, maybe I cut the vegetable to a big piece.
他其实不吃，我就硬塞。
And he did not want to take it, so I forced it in.
后来我就发觉到，其实他不是自然死的，他是噎死的。
And so I realized that he did not die of a natural cause, but he was choked to death.
那我看他死的时候，也真的是一口气哦，他就，然后那个屁股就松了，然后那个大小便就流出来了。
And when the bird died, he also breathed his last, and he just died.
我在想，无论我们多么年轻，岁数多少，有一天呢，我们都要吸完那最后一口气。
And regardless of our age, we will breathe our last breath.
那圣经上讲啊，这个亚伯拉罕他这个弃妻而死，他谈到说，其实他没有得到自己所应许的。
As Abraham died of an old age, he did not receive his His promise.
我们看希伯来书十一章的第八节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
十一章第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去往将要去的地为业的地方。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。十三节。
Verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。十四节，
14.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。十五，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。所以神被称为他们的神，也不延迟，因为他已经给他们预备一座城。这个亚伯拉罕如果要回去自己的故乡，他是有机会的。
If Abraham were to return to his own city, he had a chance.
但是他们却是羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Yet they admire a better land.
所以虽然他走之前没有看到所有的应许，神所说的通通实现。
Even though when they died, they did not see all the promises that God had given to them.
但是他们从远处望见欢喜迎接一个更美的地方。
But they were able to receive with a better promise.
我在想，这个也是我们每个人的一个盼望。
I believe this is also the hope that we all have.
那亚伯拉罕生命结束之前，我觉得他做了两件事情呢，值得我们来思考。
Before Abraham died, he did two things that can give us a reminder.
我们回来看创世纪二十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
25章的第五节、第六节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 5 and 6.
25章五节、六节，亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒。亚伯拉罕将财富分给他释出的众子，趁着自己还在世的时候，打发他们离开他儿子以撒往东方去了。他在走之前呢，将财产做一个非常恰当的一个分配。
Before he died, he had a very well arrangement for all his possessions.
他知道神的旨意，因为神说从以撒生的才是他的后裔。
He know the will of God, and he realized that the descendants of Isaac is the true inheritance.
另外六个孩子，他也没有让他们空手，打发他们走，也是给他们一些礼物。
The rest of his children, he did not just cast them out, but rather he also gave them gifts.
但是让他们可以分开，以后走的时候，他的孩子在自己的产业上面呢，就不会发生许多的冲突。
And while he sent them away, and with possessions, and therefore they will not quarrel against each other.
我在想每个人年老的时候，可能在自己的这种财务方面也要做一些计划。
As we become old, we also need to plan our own possession.
我们要去思想神的意思，留什么给我们的孩子。
We need to think what is the will of God and what we should leave for our children.
我们觉得在世上留给我们孩子，我们觉得了哈，最好的应该就是信仰。
In this life, what we believe that we can leave our children the best is our faith.
我自己觉得第二好的应该就是给他们教育。
The second best, I believe, is the education.
因为给他们鱼，不如给他们知道怎么样去钓鱼。
It is rather better to teach them how to fish rather than giving them fish.
所以让他们有一个技能，有一个教育，相信主耶稣也会继续带领他们。
So they have the skill and the education, and understand that God will continue to guide them.
那至于财务要求神给我们智慧让你知道怎么样做才能够合乎神的心意。
In terms of possession, we need to ask the wisdom from God so that we know what to do.
一般来到美国，我们看到很多人我觉得这是很好的经验，就是留给不只是把它留给孩子也懂得留给教会留给一些慈善机构。
And usually, the Americans they would besides leave their possessions to their children, but they will also donate to other organizations.
那当我们留给教会的时候，这个也是积攒财物在天上。
And also, when we donate to the church, it is also store treasures in heaven.
所以我们也有时候也可以跟总会的这个财务来联络，来想想看怎么样做，无论在给孩子、给教会。或者是节省税务方面，我们都可以有更聪明的安排。
Therefore, we can also contact the financial affairs in our church to understand. Besides, by saving tax, we can also contribute to the church.
那我觉得我们当孩子的，我们不要期待这个父母亲呢给我们多少。
As children, we should not expect how much we can receive from our parents.
无论多少，都是一种额外的恩惠。
Whether we receive a lot or we don't receive much from our parents, it is a gift.
我们不要因为这样子在兄弟姐妹的感情当中呢有一些不愉快。
We should not have any quarrel between our own siblings.
但是一个聪明的父母亲，他也会做适当的安排。
A smart parent, they will also have good arrangements.
我的意思就是说，不会等像亚伯拉罕一样，不会等到走之后，让大家都不清不楚不会像亚伯拉罕一样，在走之前就做好安排，不会走了之后让孩子非常的不晓得怎么办。
So we'll be like Abraham that we arrange the possessions for our children before we leave.
那亚伯拉罕在走之前，他做的第二件事情就是有关他安葬的问题。
The second thing Abraham did is about the place that he will be buried.
我们来看25章的第9节、第10节。
This read chapter 25 verse 9 and 10.
创世纪25章9节、10节。
Genesis chapter 25 verse 9 and 10.
25章9节，他两个儿子以撒、以实玛利把他葬在麦比拉洞里，这洞在曼利前赫人所辖的儿子以弗伦的田中，就是亚伯拉罕向赫人买的那一块田。亚伯兰和他的妻子撒拉都葬在那里。后来亚伯兰的两个儿子就来处理他的丧礼，然后把他葬在祖坟就是他太太埋葬的地方。
So two of the sons of Abraham came to bury Abraham and along with Sarah.
那古代可能也没有火葬，那我相信。亚伯兰应该有交代，他到底是要埋在这里，还是埋在自己的故乡吧
？I'm sure Abraham had instructed his children which location they will bury him at.
因为亚伯兰明明知道这块地是神应许给他的。
Because Abraham knew that this land is the promised land that God gave to him.
所以他也做一些安排
Therefore, he himself has set some arrangement.
那今天我们年老了，其实我们不要忌讳，我们应该对自己有关这方面的事情，我们要对小孩子 来诉说，也做一些安排。
When we become old, we also need to talk about this thing with our children, and so we can make arrangements.
无论是土葬、火葬，都不会影响到我们将来复活的问题。
And doesn't matter what kind of method, it does not affect the way we resurrect again in the late.
主耶稣在谈到说，将来去的地狱是从不死，火不灭。
Lord Jesus said that the Hades that we go in the future, it is where the.
那我们如果火葬的话呢？其实是被火烧掉了，土葬是被虫吃掉了。If we cremated, actually, is burned by fire. If we bury underground, it was eaten by worm. 啊，所以那个 hell, 因为人最可怕的就是看到这个东西，所以耶稣才说地狱呢，就是这种东西的一个延续，永远不断的火不死、火不灭、虫不死啊。
Because men are most afraid of these things, and therefore, hell contains all these worms and fires.
但是我们有救恩啊，所以这个就看得很清。反正无论怎么样，都是将来我们有救恩呐。
And because we have a salvation, therefore we do not need to worry about.
所以现在的人，有的人把自己的骨灰撒在海里，有的把自己的骨灰埋在树下。
And some people they would either scatter themselves on the by the sea, or they would bury them themselves.
无论怎么样都无所谓，只是我们要做一个交代。
Regardless of the method, we need to make arrangements.
这个跟我们将来的复活没有影响。为什么？如果跟我们的复活有影响的话呢？那代表以后我们的孩子可以决定我们的复活，因为我们虽然有交代，他们不一定怎么做啊，所以呢，我们的复活不可能我们孩子来决定啊。所以怎么样做，神都有办法让我们来复活。
So it does not matter what kind of methods that we do.Because it will not affect our future resurrection.
但是我们也要考虑到说，在美国我们要特别考虑交代，我们要不要急救啊？那这些我想也要跟孩子讲清楚，让他们知道怎么做。
And we also need to talk with our children whether we should
resuscitation.
Resuscitate as we are.
Yeah. 那我们来看，再看一下《创世纪》二十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
这个我们在走之前，有时候会挂虑一件事情，就是我们的孩子将来怎么办。
Before we leave the world, we would worry about what about our children.
有时候有的人四十多岁他就走了，有时候三十多岁他就走了，可是已经有两三个孩子了。
Some people die in their 30s, some people die in their 40s, but they will have children.
这时候我们真的会很挂心啊。
Therefore, we will worry.
但是我们看到亚伯兰生命的结束，我们会觉得很安慰。
And as we see the end of Abraham, we can receive comfort.
我们看十一节，二十五章十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
二十五章十一节，亚伯兰死了之后，神赐福给他的儿子以撒，以撒靠近比尔拉海来居住。这边提到，亚伯兰死了之后，神照顾以撒。
So after Abraham died, God take care of Isaac.
好像告诉我们说，亚伯兰在走了之后，神才照顾以撒。其实不一定是这样。但是为什么这样写呢？就是让你知道说，即使你不在人间神还是会照顾你的孩子了。
It may seems like after Abraham died, then God step in to take care of Isaac.But in reality, it is to say that God will always take care of our children.
所以我们不要担心我们走了之后他们会怎么样。
Therefore, we should not need to worry about our children.
你看这边特别记载以撒住在靠近比尔拉海来，这什么意思呢？比尔就是井，拉海就是关照顾，来就是活着的神所以这个以撒后来住在一个那个永远活着的神的一个照顾的一口井旁边
And so as we see that Isaac lived near a Beer Lahai-Roi, it means that he is living in a well that is forever flow, blessed and blessed by God.
所以只要有这口井, 就, 神可以让他生活得很好。
And as long as he has his well, then he will have a good life.
所以我们中国话说, 儿孙自有儿孙福了。
So there is a Chinese saying that the children will have their own blessing.
所以我们不用太过分的担心。
Therefore, we do not need to worry.
我们只要真的在我们活着的时候带给他们信仰。
As we live in this world, we need to guide their faith.
我们再来谈亚伯拉罕生命的一种延续。
And let us continue to talk about the continuation of
Abraham's
life. We can see that his physical continuation of life.
Let's read chapter
25, verse 1 through 4.
我们读第一节, 亚伯拉罕又娶了一妻名叫基土拉, 基土拉给他生了六个孩子。 那我们读第四节, 这些都是基土拉的子孙。 这边特别提到说呢, 亚伯拉罕又娶了一个太, 在撒拉, 120岁死之后又娶了一个太太。
In here you can see Abraham took another wife after Sarah died at an old age.
亚伯兰135岁, 他太太死, 因为他太太是125嘛, 他是大于10岁。
Sarah died 125, and therefore his age was 135.
他活到175岁, 他这个婚姻生活大约是10年。
So this marriage lasts about 10 years.
那这个告诉我们说, 其实他肉体上面他也是传承一些后代了。
And so physically, he also had many children.
那这个告诉我们说, 其实我常常跟年轻人讲, 如果你爸爸妈妈年纪大, 他们没有配偶, 想要找老伴, 我们做孩子的, 不要反对。
I always tell the young kids that if one of your parents, want to remarry due to the other spouse die early, and we should not refrain from them doing that.
有时候有一个老来伴啊, 彼此照顾啊, 其实, 也可以让你更省心啊。
And if there is a companion for them, even at an old age, they will feel much comfort.
但实际上谈到有一个条件。
But in the Bible, it talks about one condition.
我们看哥林多前书第七章,
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
7. 7章39节,
chapter 7, verse 39.
7章39节,
chapter 7, verse 39.
丈夫活着的时候, 妻子是被约束的, 丈夫若死了, 妻子可以自由, 随意再嫁, 只是要嫁在主里面的人。 这边提到说呢, 就是我们要找主里面的人联婚呢。
Here it talks about we must remarry that are within the Lord.
但是其实更好的不只是属肉体生命的传承啦，是属灵生命的传承。
But what's better is not the physical continuation of life, but rather the spiritual continuation.
所以如果有人他觉得单身也很好，那他就应该效法保罗。
If a person thinks that it's good to be single, then he should be like Paul.
我们来看七章哥林多前书七章的第六节到第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6.
哥林多前书七章六节到八节。
6 through 8.
我说这话原是主你们，不是命你们的。我愿意众人像我一样，只是个人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。我对没有嫁娶和寡妇说。 他们若常像我就好了。所以其实如果我们觉得可以一个人过生活，跟保罗一样来服侍神，这反而是一种对属灵生命的延续，在神的家的这种信仰，是有一个更大的帮助。
And if we believe that we can live happily as a single man, and then we will be able to carry this spiritual continuation of life.
因为圣经讲说没有嫁娶的是为主的事来挂心啊。
Because the Bible says those who do not marry, they care much for the works.
我们要继续肉体的生命的传承很好，更好的是我们能够 有一个属灵生命的传承。
It's good that we have a continuation of life physically, but What's better is we can have a spiritual continuation.
我们再回来看创世纪的二十五章。
Let's turn back to Genesis.
其实亚伯拉罕在，因为他们在古代可以娶多太太了哈，但是所以其实亚伯拉罕还有这个另外一个肉体生命的传承，就是以斯玛利的后裔。
In the old generation, people can have many wives, and therefore, Abraham also had a son Ishmael.
我们来看二十五章的第十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 25, verse 12.
撒拉的使女埃及人夏甲给亚伯兰所生的儿子是以实玛利哈。那以实玛利的名字按他们家谱记载在下面，尼拜约、基达、亚德等等哈。那十六节，这是以实玛利众子的名字，照着他们的村庄营塞做的十二族的族长。啊，这边提到另外一个肉体生命的传承呢，继续延续呢，是以实玛利他有他们成为一个十二族的族长。
It talks about another physical continuation of life, and Ishmael's descendants had 12 tribes.
那这里有一些名字蛮有趣的，像那个 Kadar， 那第二节啊，第十三节有个基达哈。其实现在如果你看这个 Kadar， 好像这个名字啊还在这个社会。
There are some interesting names, including Kadar, and we can probably still see this name in this generation.
这个阿拉伯的国家也很有趣，现在很多比如说他们叫阿拉伯联合公国，这个公国其实就酋长制，那他们在古代就是族长酋长制了。
And so even until now, the country in Iraq, they also have this name that is according to the tribe of their name.
Their system is leader by chief, right?
System is lead by chiefs.
这也是很有趣的。但无论如何，我们看到，我们从这个肉体生命的延续呢，我们看到神的应许都不会落空。
And so we can see from the physical continuation of life, God's promise will never fail.
怎么说呢？本来夏甲要离开亚伯拉罕，后来神把他找回来。
So Hagar was to leave, yet God called her back.
那个时候没有孩子，他就应许夏甲，将来你的孩子啊，也是要成为一个大国了。
And he promised her that her sons will also become a great nation.
所以今天呢，如果我们决定要结婚生子啊，这个也很好啊，能够生出属灵的啊，这个虔诚的后代，这个很好。
Today, if we want to bear children and we have a very faithful children, it is good.
但是无论如何，我们知道圣经上所有有关地上的应许啊，虽然是地上的，但是只要是神的应许，我们凭信心，没有一个会掉到地上的啦。
And all the promises of the land will not fail.
那我们再来，最后我想更重要的就是说。再来就是谈这个以撒的后裔，这个最重要，因为亚伯拉罕的一个死了之后呢，主要传承信仰生命的就是以撒的后裔。
And we want to emphasize and focus more on the descendants of Isaac because this is the true descendants of Abraham.
我们希望我们子子孙孙啊，我们在我们走之后呢，还是能够有神的恩惠，能够抓住这位神，我们这个信仰能够一直延续到我们家的信仰，可以延续到主耶稣第二次再来啊。
We want our children to continue this faith and also to believe in God until the second coming of Jesus.
那你要这个生命的传承下去啊，我们要注意这个雅各这个家庭，就是以撒、雅各、亚伯兰、以撒、雅各这个家庭，他们这个信仰的属灵的生命的传承，到底怎么样能够做得那么好呢？
So the example of Abraham, Isaac to Jacob, how exactly can we model based on their life?
当然这个是神的拣选。
Of course, this is the decision and choice of God.
Chosen of God. 但是我们又看到其实人也有一些努力啊。
But at the same time, we can see that men, they strive and try to work on it.
我们来看以撒啊，以撒的啊，以撒的后裔。
Let's see the descendant of Isaac.
我们看创世纪二十五章的十七节。十九节。
Let's read chapter 25, verse 19.
亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒的后裔记载在下面。亚伯拉罕生以撒，二十节。
20.
以撒娶利百加为妻的时候，年正四十岁。利百加是巴旦亚兰的亚兰人比土利的女儿，亚兰人拉班的妹子。这边在介绍以撒娶利百加。
In here, it describes that Isaac married Rebecca.
那这个利百加是拉班的妹妹，那拉班是有家神的，所以利百加嫁过来，其实我相信她对独一真神是不认识的。
And since Rebecca, she was from the family of Laban, therefore, she did not understand the one true God.
那你这个家庭是要传承属灵生命的，你不懂，你夫妻啊，那个一个认识神，一个不认识神，有时候你怎么让你的孩子最后大家都能够这个信仰生命可以传承下去呢？
So how can the spiritual continuation of life be passed on to the descendant if one family knows one true God but the other family does not?
所以神就用一个方法让利百加渐渐认识神。
So God used a way so that Rebecca canGradually understand.
我们看二十一节。
Let's read 21.
啊，以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求主，主就应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀孕了。他们呢，结婚的时候四十岁，啊，生孩子的时候是六十岁，所以利百加结婚二十年都没有生孩子。
So when they married, they were 40, but when they had the first son, When they had children, they were 60. So,
那无论你认不认识这位独一神，没有孩子在古代就是一个很 embarrassing， 一个是抬不起头来的事情啊。
And during the ancient time, if you do not have children, it is a very embarrassing.
啊，所以神就让利百加经历二十年头抬不起来的生活。
And therefore, the Lord allowed her to be barren so that she.Was ashamed for the 20 years.
那以撒为她祷告啊，她才怀孕了。
And Isaac prayed for her so that she was conceived.
所以从这个过程当中，从困难当中，她渐渐的认识，哦，这位独一真神的确是啊，听人祷告的神呢。
So through this tribulation, she understands that this is a God that listened to her prayer.
所以今天有时候神给我们家里困难，其实有时候要增进我们夫妻啊。的信仰可以更坚固。
So when we also have tribulations in our own family, it is because God wants to strengthen our faith.
这样催逼我们能够到神面前呢？
So to encourage us so that we can be in front of God.
所以哦，我们信仰属灵生命要传承哦，我们夫妻啊，一定要重视祷告的生活，一定要懂得彼此代祷。
Therefore, in order to pass on the faith, we need to focus on the life of prayer.
因为这个夫妻啊，本身就是一个家庭的中心呐，哦。
And couple is actually the center of the family.
你夫妻信仰很好，很自然的，你孩子就会看我们的榜样。
If you have good faith as the center of family, then the children will look up to.
我有时候看到一个家庭哈，她的年轻的时候，这个姐妹常常被逼迫，因为老公没有信呢。和五十多岁的时候，老公来洗礼啊，洗礼三年之后就当负责人，变成一个很热心的信徒。
I see there's a family that when they first established the husband did not believe, and up until in their 50s, then the husband believed, and after 3 years he was one of the council and was fervently serving God.
那这个过程其实那个太太花很多心血在为先生祷告。
But this process, the wife actually prayed.For her husband a lot.
那利百加看到先生为她祷告。
And Rebecca saw that her husband was praying for her.
她最后她本身在信仰上也有体会。
And she also experienced in this faith.
我们看二十五章的二十二节到二十二节到二十三节。
Let's read chapter 25, verse 22 and 23.
二十二节、二十三节，孩子们在她腹中彼此相争，她就说：“若这样，我为什么活着呢？”就去问主，主对他说：“两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。”哇，有孩子了，但是还是很痛苦啊。
And she will have children, but it is still very painful.
那她知道先生会祷告，她就学先生跟这位神祷告。
And she knows that her husband prays, therefore she learns from him.
最后呢，她也得到神的一个回应，清清楚楚的认识。真的有一位神，独一的真神。
And she also received a reply from the Lord and believed that there is truly one true God.
因为神回答她的问题，回答她的痛苦。
Because God replied her question and replied her suffering.
所以我再强调就是说，我们信仰的延续 的确从夫妻的信仰开始。
What I want to emphasize is that the continuation of our faith starts from the couple.
有时候我看到一些虔诚的基督徒他们两个都很有信仰，那个孩子教导的也很一致。小孩子出门之前就让他祷告，换鞋之后也让他祷告。那慢慢的孩子就在神的爱中长大。
And we see that some fervent Christians, they were truly established good faith from the couple and also pass on to their children. And so when the children go out, they will pray, and when they come back, they will pray. And eventually, the children will also grow in church.
当然，这个属灵的生命一定可以继续了
And of course, this spiritual continuation can continue to pass on.
那我们再来看这个传承到雅各，这个雅各到底生命有什么特质，可以把这个亚伯拉罕的信仰传承下去呢？
And as faith passed on to Jacob, how can he continue to pass on to his children?
那我们来看25章的27节。
Let's read chapter 25, verse 27.
25章27节。
25 verse 27.
25章27节，两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野。雅各为人安静，常住帐篷。我觉得这两句话真的是有很对我们把我们这个生命的传承，属灵的生命传承，有个很大的观念，就是要为人安静，而且要常住帐篷。
There is one very important point that we can see from this verse is that we need to be quiet and we need to live among the tents.
这个为人安静这个字如果你查原文，它是 perfect。这个跟那个耶伯记第一章耶伯 为人完全正直。其实那个安静这个字呢，原文就是完全，雅各为人完全。
If we look at the original text, the quiet is actually referring to the word perfect. It is the same as we described in Book of Job, chapter 1, where he is a perfect man.
那为什么这个圣经的翻译者把它翻译成安静呢？
So why did the translator translate Jacob as a quiet man?
如果你看27章的第36节以撒说他名叫雅各岂不正确吗？他欺骗不是，对不起应该是37节，以撒回答以扫说我不是对不起，三十五节，二十一章三十五节，以扫说：“你兄弟已经用诡计将你的福分夺去了。”这个爸爸对这个孩子的一个说辞就是说：“你这个弟弟用诡计把你这个福气夺去了。”所以呢，我在想，因为有这些后面的故事怎么可能雅各为人完全呢？
So,
所以我看用安静这个字可能好一点了。
So if we see chapter 27, verse 35, that Isaac described Jacob that.Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing, and so it is very difficult to comprehend that as Jacob being a perfect man is able to deceive.
但是如果真的看原文其实雅各在祝福之前，他的生命应该是完全的。
So before Isaac blessed his children, his life, Jacob's life was perfect.
那我在想圣经学者为什么用安静，其实一个人在言语上面没有过失，他就是一个完全人。
So for a person who did not wrong in their speech and then they are a perfect man.
所以一个安静的人他比较完全
So for a quiet man it is easier for them to be perfect.
那神的性情也是安静的神说我要安静。
God's characteristic is also quiet because he said that I will be quiet.
所以在安静当中，雅各在属灵生命当中可以慢慢的成长。
Therefore, in quietness, Jacob's faith can slowly grow.
那另外所以我们在我们的人生当中有时候真的要常常有一个在神面前一个灵修安静的时刻。
In our life, we need to have this.Cultivation in front of God.
Tranquility moment with God. 那这个那如果但是呢，我也觉得我们要传承下去，我们本身也要灵修，过着一种真的比较完全的生活了。
Therefore, we need to spiritual cultivate ourselves to have a perfect life.
你在想如果我们本身不好，我们抽烟，我们喝酒，我们常常 party， 我们常常看一些不好的电视， 我们孩子有办法把我们这个属灵的生命传承下去吗？
If we smoke or drink alcohol or party all day long, how can we pass on this faith to our children?
有一个弟兄在谈到在思想他的一生啊。
A brother mentioned about his own life.
他谈到说，感谢神，他现在保守在教会里面，他的小孩也在教会里面成长。
And he said that he was able to still be in church, and his children is also staying in church.
他想这个他的信仰怎么来的
？And he thought about how he believed in God.
他就想到他老爸跟他老妈。
So he thought about his parents.
他想，这两个我爸爸妈妈，他们一辈子他们都忠于彼此他们在婚姻上面都没有什么不好的榜样。
And so he reflected that he did not see any of the bad habits from his parents.
在婚姻上面 very loyal to one another.
And also in their marriage, they are very loyal to one another.
那在信仰上面呢，他老爸老妈也常常在聚会敬拜神。
And also in their faith, they often worship God.
那也常常看到这个家里有客人有时候如果是亲戚来小朋友来走之前。那老爸都会偷偷的塞一点钱给这些亲戚朋友。
If their guests or other extended families, when they come to the house and before they leave, his father will always give them some money.
突然发现到，今天他能够，平安的或者是正常的，能够把这个真耶稣教的信仰传下去，其实真的跟他的父母亲，他为人很decent哦。为人啊，做人真的是有一个好的榜样，其实是有很大关系的。
And so he was able to pass on his faith to his children is all because of his parents being a decent man that were able to influence him.
那第二个，这个信仰可以传承，雅各传承下去，说他常住帐篷。
And Jacob was able to.Live in the tent as he passed on to his generation.
那这个常住帐篷的意思是什么？就是其实他们选择过一个比较简单的生活。
What does it mean to live in the tent? It means that they choose to live a simpler life.
就是不像他的哥哥一天到晚在忙忙抓世界上的东西，忙到没有日夜忙到累昏了。
Not like his brother were busy all the time.Trying to catch things in this world and be tired.
我们的心如果被世界的东西把它绑住了，我们迷失了，有时候真的会轻看这些看不见的东西就是信仰的东西
If we are bounded by the things in this world, and we will not be able to see the things spiritually.
那不是说我们拥有少，而是我们的心态就觉得说，有时候生命不用那么复杂。
And it is not to say that we want to have.Little things only, but it's more like we want to have a clear heart.
It's not to say that we have less material than other people, but our heart is, it's different. 所以有时候就是，就是你会知道你的生命当中没有太多外在的东西来打扰你了。
You will see that there is not many material things that would affect you.
这个其实这样的一种选择是一个相当有智慧的。
This kind of choice is filled with wisdom.
我在神学院的时候听到一个老传道跟我讲一个故事。
When I was in TGP, a elder told me a story.
他说在我们真耶稣教会有一个应该是长执吧，他其实他的经济能力非常好，教会很多奉献。其实他都很大力的一个帮助。
And there is a worker of God, and he actually had a great wealth, and so he was able to contribute to the church.
但是有一次，一个信徒到他家，因为台湾天气热，他只有穿内衣怎么会知道内衣有破洞，怎么都没有换呢
？And so one time he visits a family, and he see that this brother.Its clothes is full of holes.
他就觉得哇这个人这么有这么不注重这些东西
And he would ask why he did not care about these things.
那这个是我听的，有一次我自己看到一个有趣的事情。
And this is what I heard, and I also saw some interesting things.
有一次，我们去参加世界代表大会。
And one time I went to the World Delegate Conference.
那因为在一个地方祷告，大家要脱鞋子。
And we need to pray at one location, but we need to take off our shoes.
然后呢，有一个韩国的传道就看到另外一个工人呢跪在他前面，因为跪着嘛，你跪在前面，那个脚就被他看到，怎么穿破袜子？
And so,
看到那个工人穿破袜子。
A Korean pastor saw a person kneeling in front of him was wearing a socks that is has holes.
其实我认识这个工人，这个工人哦，属事上的东西其实相当好。
And I know this worker because he actually is quite
well to do 了哈。
Well to do.
那隔天那个韩国的传道啊，就跑来拿一双新的袜子，偷偷的塞给这个工人，这个工人都不知道怎么办，到底要收还是不要收这样子。
So the next day, this Korean pastor bought a new pair of socks and tried to give it to this worker, and he did not know what to do.
我讲这个两个例子，就是有时候，不是我们不可以买很好的袜子，是说真的，有时候我们说过着比较简单的生活，就是无论你拥有很好的东西，或是拥有一般的东西呢，其实你的心都不是在这方面的。
And I speak of these two examples not to say that we should buy luxurious socks,
or not to buy,
but rather we should not pay too much attention toward these things.
因为人世间的东西无论怎么样都是暂时的。
Because material things are temporary.
那这个常住帐篷，这个帐篷也可以预表神的教会。
And to live in the tent, this tent represents or prefigures.
我们如果要传承信仰，除了我们生活可以选择不要被外物所 entangle 之外呢，我们真的要常常过着一种教会生活。
Besides being entangled by the material things in this world, we need to live in a life that is within the church.
这个。有时候，有时候我们有的人呐、住离教会蛮远的。
Some people they live far away from church.
但是他们不会放弃信仰生活、教会生活。
But they will not give up on their faith or the life.
教会就是一群受洗的基督徒聚集在一起，就是教会。
A church is members who were baptized and gathered together.
上礼拜小弟跑去亚特兰大。
Last week I went to Atlanta.
小弟跟一个老工人那去那边访问呢，我就发觉到哇，其实亚特兰大他们安息日都有在聚会。
I was with a old worker, and we realized that every week the Atlanta members they gather.
一个韩国的家庭就常常去载这个亚特兰大的学生来回大概一个小时接到他们家。然后他们就一起看这些videotape.
Korean family, they would take about an hour drive to get the students, and they would watch the videos.
因为他们看的东西有时候是韩文所以这个弟兄呢，常常要先看一遍，然后呢，边放的时候他就把这个韩语翻译成英语所以两个学生就听得懂这个讲到的内容。
Because this videotape is in Korean, therefore. This Korean father would need to review it first and then translate for the two students.
那我就看到这个韩国家庭的这两个孩子。
And we see, I see that the children of this Korean family.
很会祷告，也很会唱诗。
They truly know how to pray and also sing praises.
这个我们访问很短，那结束之后。这个爸爸就特别强调说，要帮其中一个儿子祷告祈求圣灵。
Even though our visitation was short, but the father requests that we specially pray for one of his sons.
我在想，一个离开教会这么远的地方，他们也能够持续着过着教会的生活。
For these families that are living so far away from church, they can continue to have this.Life in church.
那怎么可能属灵的生命传承不下去呢
？How can their faith not be able to pass on to the next generation?
今天晚上我们用生命的结束与生命的延续 来一起来分享。
And tonight we will share the topic of the continuation of life and the end of life.
教会的信仰，家里的信仰能够一直的延续下去。
And we hope that our faith can continue to pass on.
直到主耶稣再来。
Until the second coming of Christ.
我们来唱诗479首。
Sing number 479.